January until now, we have been believing God for one thing or the other, correct? Amen. For one thing or the other, we've been fighting battles in one area or the other. And let me tell you, there is no Christian that is not fighting battle. And the devil will never give up. Will never give up. Satan has a way of discouraging God's people. Discouraging us. You see, you are serving God in vain. You see, what testimony do you have now? You see, let me tell you, we serve a God that answers prayers. How many people believe it? Yes. The only problem we have is our inability to walk with Him with understanding, revelation, faith. Always remember that God's ways are not our ways. The day you catch this revelation, you will submit yourself and tell the Lord, say, have your way, O Lord, in my life, have your way, O Lord. Total surrender, that's unto your will. Jesus saw the pain coming and he said, if it's possible, take this wahala away from me. Nevertheless, your will alone will stand, not mine. Remember that we are called according to God's purpose. And God will deal with us according to his purpose in our lives. So just understand that. And one thing that I have been saying, if you will take note of it and let it guide you, is that the areas that Satan attacks us, it's not that he wants to collect those areas from us. If he attacks his business, your business, he's not trying to take over your business. If he attacks your marriage, he's not trying to take over your husband or your wife. If he attacks your finances, he's not trying to collect your money. If he attacks your health, he's not trying to kill you so that he will live longer than you. The only reason why Satan attacks you is the reason is to attack your faith in the God that you trust. It is your faith he is actually after. So that you will turn your back against Christ and look for alternative means to tell you the God you serve does not answer prayers. You are wasting your time serving. You are wasting your time going. This, can you see, before you became a Christian, weren't you having suitors everywhere, young girl? Now that you became a Christian, see disappointment. Nobody is looking at you again. See the way you are dressing. This is the way you are dizzy. All your prayers in vain. It is your faith he is attacking. Never you lose sight of that. He did it to me some years back until I had to close the door and I had a meeting with Satan. I've given that testimony several times. When he blocked everywhere, I was humiliated. But I knew where I was before I became a Christian. And I knew that it is this decision I have made. You can imagine somebody, I've given my testimonies. I didn't know that life can be so rough for a human being. And maybe mine is not even up to your own, but I understand. Some of you, when you come to me for counseling, I understand what you feel. Until one day, I locked the door. And I put two seats. I sat on one. I said, Satan, come and sit down here. I want to talk to you. It is now I know that you know nothing. Because if you would have known, you would have seen that all this attack, all this frustration you have given me is because I have decided to serve this Jesus. You should have known that the decision I have taken is for better or for worse. It will never change. So continue doing what you are doing. When you are tired, you will leave me alone. And when I spoke that, tears came out of my eyes. I stood up, opened the door, and went out. My eyes were red. My wife saw my face red, asked me, what is happening? I said, no. It's between me and Satan. Praise the Lord. I was having conference. The day you reach that level in your faith, Satan will leave you alone. When somebody say they saw revelation, Pastor Moses, we saw that you died. We saw you died. The enemy killed. I said, forget it. I can't die now. I said, among the people protecting me from dying is Satan himself. I said, the reason is because Satan knows if I die now, now rest. So he will keep me alive to keep tempting me, to see whether I will fall. So he's among those keeping me now. Look, if I die, Satan knows that I will celebrate my death when I get to heaven. Now rest now. Do you know what we go through, the battle we go through every day, especially those of us in the ministry? And then we still start, he's following us. He's following us. It's not only angels that are protecting me. Satan himself is among those protecting me so that nothing, I will not die anyhow. I can't die now. Amen. So if you see revelation that I die, now the day where I go die, now you see. Because every human being will die one day. Death is not a revelation now. Death is not a revelation. Does death a revelation? Who not go die? Hey, Pastor, I saw you die. Pray what? You are telling me that you saw me, God gave me holiday from suffering. Amen. As long as we are alive, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer. Who won't live on this? That is why God did not grieve us commit suicide. God will take our life, go rest, Papa, make a call rest. But no grieve us do that. It is your faith. Once you can lose that faith, Satan will leave you alone. He will leave you alone because you are now with him. Grumbling. It will not be a portion in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know from January until, I don't know who this ministration is for. I'm among, there are things I've been believing God for. And the year is ending, it never come. But I've not lost faith because he can do it anytime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But even if he doesn't do it now, I was talking with a pastor yesterday. I said, I was telling the Lord that, I think Pastor Olivia, you were there too, with a visiting pastor. And he said, I told him, I said, there are things that the Lord ministered to me some years back concerning my ministry that has not come to pass. I said, I'm in great expectation because everything he has spoken to me has come to pass. But there are still one or two things I'm waiting for a dimension in my ministry that I've not seen. I said, I was complaining in prayer, Lord, when? I don't they old now, don't they go, I don't they old. He said, and the Lord reminded me that he used Jesus Christ for only 3 years. And it has affected the whole world. I say, okay. Maybe the last stage of my life, now the thing will come happen. So let me be patient. But I thought I need all the energy. Amen. Now that I still have energy to do what he showed me. But one thing with God is his ways are not our ways. Hallelujah. Our ways are not his ways. But there is something I want to tell somebody here. Whatever difficult situation you are going through, amen, God is aware of it. I told you people something some time ago, that Prophet Timothy and I, we went for a program in Abuja. And when we went to a program, in that program, in Abuja, there was a woman that was seriously possessed. The demon was very, very violent. The coordinators there, the ushers there, could not hold her. She was not even in the hall we were using. She was in the overflow. The battle started there. Prophet Timothy was the one that confronted her first outside with other ministers. They were battle. And all that demon was coming was for me. He was saying, I will disgrace you. He was saying, I will disgrace you. I was at the altar. We did all manner of prayers for that demon to go. He refused to go. The whole crusade opened their mouth. Fire, we do fire, you know what? We do water, you know, do we do? We shout. It was getting worse. So we sweat. I can never forget it. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, for this demon to resist all these prayers, all this deliverance, this woman must be really, really yoked so much with this sister. So the only thing that this sister will need now will be the mercy of God. It just occurred to me, she just needs the mercy of God. And I told them to bring her. She was still spitting, kicking, talking nonsense. And I was able to hold her. And I said, Lord, I ask you, O Lord, to have mercy upon her. I said, Lord, have mercy upon your daughter. I said it the third time, she collapsed, the demon left. On our way back to the hotel where we stayed, Prophet Timothy was telling me, he said, Daddy, I saw another dimension of deliverance. I said, me same, that's why I see her more. And I began to think about the mercy of God. That when all fail, you have been crying to God from January until now. You have fasted. You have gone from prophet to prophet. You have, you know, done midnight prayers. You have done all that the Bible says you should do. And the problem refuses to go. Stop any further prayer. Just be telling the Lord, have mercy upon me. The mercy of God covers any reason for that problem not to go. It's a revelation. And so in Luke chapter 18, about the blind Bartimaeus, Matthew or Mark gave the name, but Luke just said a certain blind man. But we all know it is the story of blind Bartimaeus. If you read it from verse 35, he was blind. So you see his condition. And he heard that Jesus is passing by. For him to say, what was the prayer he prayed? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I'm Fidelia calling from Nicaragua. I want to confirm to what the pastor is saying now.
You were...
I was the one that invited the sister giving the program.
Oh, you are the sister that was in that Abuja program?
No, I'm the one that invited the sister, Miriam.
You were the one that invited her to the program?
Yes, sir. No,
so you saw, you witnessed the deliverance?
Yes, sir, and she came for the program, and she was delivered.
Oh, you are the one. Oh, shalom. Yes,
and then now she's married. Her husband is in abroad.
Now,
she's not married.
Now she's married.
Yes, oh. And her husband is abroad.
Oh, that period she was not even married.
Yes, she was not married. She was complaining of, we were just staying in the same shop. Our shop is next to her. So she even has, she's a graduate, she has master's too.
Hallelujah.
So she was complaining of all these problems that she don't know what is wrong with her. So when the pastor Osan organized that program, we now invited her to come. So that day, the second day, we did not go for the program. She now called us. We told her that we are tired, that she can go. We now directed her to that place. So it was in the morning when we came back to when we came to the shop, she started telling us what happened. That if we see what happened to her, that she don't even know that something was inside her.
Wow.
So we were shocked. So it was the last day on Sunday that we came. So people were saying what happened to her. She said that if you see what happened to her, that it was terrible. So it was after the next year she got married. She's married. Her husband is in abroad.
Hallelujah.
And they are processing her paper to join the husband.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much for that confirmation. God bless you. Amen. She said she didn't even know that spirit was in her. Any demon tormenting you will be exposed in the name of Jesus. But my emphasis is the lesson I learned from that deliverance about the power of the prayer of mercy. And I advise you to learn something from there too. God's ways are not our ways. And Blood Bartimaeus, when he changed his prayer, I don't know how long. Imagine a blind man. He said, have mercy upon me. They were telling him, shut up. You are disturbing. So you can imagine the hindrances that have disturbed that blind man. The helpless situation he was in. He seen noise going up. I mean, who they passed? They say Jesus, where they heal people. Amen. He didn't say, anybody that will stop my testimony today, die by fire, die by fire. I beg. He didn't face the people that were disturbing him. He faced Jesus. Jesus, the son of David. That's all the revelation he had. Son of David. You know him as the son of God. You know him as a redeemer. You know he's a deliverer. You know him as a healer. You know him as the pillar that holds my life. Hallelujah. The 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17, if you read it from verse 11, the same thing. They called on him. And remember, he told the blind Bartimaeus, he said, God, thy faith has made thee whole. That faith there is a revelation. Your revelation that you have has made thee whole. You know why I bring this? Listen. Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read the story where about 5 mighty nations gathered against little Israel. Fear will come upon the king now. And they decided to fast and pray. Listen very well. And a prophecy came out. Don't worry. The battle is not yours. The battle is of the Lord. And gave the assurance to them. And Jehoshaphat turned and told his people, you have heard the prophecy now. You've heard what is to be done now. In verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness
after,
of Tekoa.
After the prophecy, yes.
And as they went forth,
yes.
Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah.
What did he say?
And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
He said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. What he's saying there, so that you will not be moved and tossed up and down. Your life will be organized and focused. Then also, God uses human vessels. Believe his prophets. Thus saith the Lord. Believe his prophets. What will happen?
So shall ye prosper.
You will prosper. Hallelujah. Whatever we tell you to do, if we tell you in our capacity, in our office. Anything I stand at this altar and tell you to do, always it is for your well-being. It must be for your well-being. I'm talking about myself, oh, and I'm talking about anyone you confirm that this is a servant of God. What it tells you to do, do it. Amen. Whatever you are sure is a servant of God, whatever it tells you to do. And when I say whatever it tells you to do, I'm talking to Christians. I'm talking to Christians, so because if I tell you to do anything that is contrary to the word of God, you don't do it. That's why we have to know the Bible and know the word of God. I say contrary, that's to be contrary. If I stand here and say, do you believe me to be a servant of God? Bring a goat. And we shall kill it here at the altar and sprinkle the blood. It's contrary. The Lamb of God has been slain already. Another blood. Is no other blood is higher than the blood of Jesus. Just not saying, Nababalao, they talk to you. Nababalao will be that. Prophecy must achieve three things according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It must edify, it must comfort and exhort. If anybody tells you to go and divorce your wife so that you have your peace, and Satan, they talk to you because it's contrary to the Bible. It's contrary to the Bible. And any prophecy that tells you that you should ignore your father and mother, don't send any gift to them, is deny you opportunity to be blessed. Now then they make you know they prosper. Na lie. Praise the Lord. Under no circumstance should you fight your father, your mother. Even if you every day for three nights they pursue you. Na lie. Na your papa, na your mama. I gave you people an instruction. I hope you are doing it. Amen. That as before you enter the new year, immediately you enter the new year, send a gift to your parents. The Lord was speaking to me, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday. You know, and that was the truth. That there was a way he said it to me, and I understood what he meant. Don't send the gift to them so that they will bless you. Send the gift to them because it is your obligation. But that action carries a blessing. Don't say, Papa, I say, make I bring this offering to you so that you will bless me. Don't do that. That's contract. Don't enter contract of blessing with your father and your mother. It is their entitlement from you. It's your obligation. But the truth is there's a blessing attached to it. Just send it. And Baba, you don't receive, you don't see, make you enjoy next year, make you enjoy the year, I just say, make I bless you. In Bele go sweet. You no go hear what he go talk. When you cut or finish, he go say, this is my picking. This is my pick. He'll begin to prophesy to you. Praise the Lord. Pastors will tell you instead that you should bring it to them so that they will release prophetic anointing. Come and sow seed. Now, for one, that's that nonsense teaching that disturb the people. Some even tell you all your income in January. Bring it to them. That is the biggest fraud in the Christian faith. Nothing in the Bible supports it. Nothing. It's just wickedness. Any pastor that teaches that has no conscience. It's a criminal. Okay, that's why they don't like us. And that's the kind of churches people fool. I have opened Bible. I have showed you the meaning of first fruit. First fruit is paid only once. In the life of that, your income or your employment, In the life of that, your income or employment. Amen. You pay it only once. After that, you pay tithe. That's all. That's all. They said at the beginning of every year, all your income is your first fruit for the year. Therefore, look, we need money, but we will not get it criminally, fraudulently. We will not use the word of God and manipulate people. And nobody can help God. Salvation is God's business, not our business. So don't make it look as if you are helping God. That's why some people go and get all these funny powers everywhere and say they are enhancing the ministry so that people will believe. Who told you can help God to save man? Anyway, just telling you now, believe in the prophets. If I tell you to do anything, one of the ways to confirm that I'm a servant of God is when you want to do it, say, Lord, your servant, Pastor Moses, say, you have challenged my call. If I am of God, heaven will back it up. Because he does not allow the word of his servant to fall to the ground. Praise the Lord. Because I am saying it not for my benefit, it's for your well-being. Amen. It's for your well-being. Praise the Lord. And so, when I am telling you now, because I want to give you an instruction, amen, that from now, just be asking God concerning your problem, whatever it is that has not gone, just be saying, be asking God for mercy. 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 Only. Praise the Lord. For mercy. 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 Let it be the last thing you say before you sleep. And when you do that, then anoint yourself. That I say, there is something I was believing God for. And last night, just before I went to bed, I said, Lord, I want to sleep. And as I sleep now, Father, tell me why this prayer point since January you never answered them. As I want to sleep now, Father, tell me. I was feeling very sleepy. Immediately I laid down. Instead of him to tell me, answer me, waiting I ask him. He began to tell me on the 31st night the sermon I should preach. I shake it off. He will not leave me. I say, I will do that. But what of this prayer point? Tell me why you never answer him. He came again until it was so much I had to stand up, carry paper, and then he was dictating what I would write. And till I finished, sleep conquer. He not tell me anything till this morning. Will I grumble? His ways are not our ways. Praise the Lord. So instead, I had faith. I said, okay, as you not tell me, that means now you the whole arm, now you the whole arm, now you the whole arm, now you the whole arm. But that will not stop me from asking God for mercy. You can't reason where the whole arm. So, Father, answer me. And it shall also be your portion. He will answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Say it. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Say it very well. Now, I say that a lot. You will see a church like this, that people that will believe, you know, that Christians should not dress in certain ways. You will see a young girl will come. Some of them, they have been visiting this church several times. So when we pray, there's one, maybe she's there here today, I'm not going to expose you. She was in this church before, she left. And I saw her here again. And I needed to pray with her. When she came, I was praying with her. When anointing catch her, I couldn't see paint. So you saw that the green color. I cut off in the spirit. I said, Jehovah Almighty. So after I sent for her, I said, you paint. I said, you backslid. So you paint. Hey. She said that when under anointing her shoe can't come out, she said she was scared that I would be angry and I would tell the angel to chain her. That while I was praying for her, she was under anointing, she was still saying, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. I said, so you know, say you did wrong. And the truth is, when I saw it, I cut off. But I changed my prayer point. I said, Father, have mercy on her. Father, have mercy. How can somebody who know the truth go and still dress and Christian woman? And some of them sit down here now. You know why this church, the thing they help, some of us will know they stumble. You say, will they make women cover their hair? If you say, will not the men women cover their hair, if you tell some sister to come out this scarf for their hair now, you don't go sit down near them. The thing where they pull for hair. So you need the mercy of God. You need the mercy of God. That's the truth. When you are coming here, you go dress like us. When you come out, knock your trouser. Knock. Put those things where they put for head. You put a long one color. Now rope in the tie. I mean, that's what they put. Like a rope. Christian woman. Then you are saying, anybody where say no go prosper this year, die by fire. Meanwhile, now you they make yourself no prosper. That's why the prayer no work, because the mercy of God, if you don't die, since if it's to answer that prayer for you. That's the truth. See, my prayer is that God will expose the reason why your prayer never answer in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You see men where they maltreat their wives. I told you here, I'm telling you, if your wife is not happy with you, you can never progress if you have paid her dowry. It's a mystery that I tell men. That is why I say, for your progress, I taught men in this church. I say, be a mumu in that family. Anything. I beg. You are not doing it for her. It's for your own sake. It is foolish to say, I'm a man. I am a man. Okay, now, you be man. You're going to face frustration as man. This woman is too stubborn. This woman is too stubborn. It's too stubborn. The truth about it is, your wife is a product of what you have made of her. Okay, I don't want to talk that one. Then you will come to church. I don't know, prophet. And the prophet will be seeing, he must see a demon. He must see the power that is working against you. He must see it now. And then some unrevelated prophet will tell you, there's a spirit around your wife when they attack you. I talk him. It's not the spirit. It's the way you are treating her that's backfiring on you. Go and change the way you treat her. And that demon, you're not going to see him again. You don't know that Satan too, a servant of God. The Bible says, if a man's way please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. You will never have peace. He says, it shall not be well with the wicked. The wicked there is no ritual killer, so it's well with them. You can see they are prospering. It is the children of God that refuse to obey the word of God. He call you wicked. That's so frustration when they worry you. When would they talk here? You know, they like, they come with someone, where would they preach? Because I would tell you, it's well with you, it's well. How can it be well with you? You yourself, you know, what did they do? Eh? You leave your wife of a house, you get a girlfriend for outside. It is well. The thing is supposed to give your wife, you go pack and they give that girl outside. Now the pastor say, it shall be well with you, it shall be well. You can see it is not well. It's deceiving you. Let a man examine himself. Praise the Lord. The Bible says so. Praise the Lord. And you, woman, uncle, you go look man like this that you depend on for everything. And he says, Emeka. I begin to curse him. Begin to curse him. Hey, it is your source of prosperity you are cursing. Okay, now. If it's not better for your husband, it go better for you, Abby. Okay, now. Continue. Hey, Emeka. If you let me neck naked for you. You know the naked for them before? Few days ago, one night, I could not sleep. I had three cases of marriage problem. There was one of them, I was on the phone with them for over 3 hours. All through the night, before I knew what was done, it was 4 something. As I finished one, I entered the second one. 2 couples in Nigeria, 1 in Europe. And so, they hear me now, they watch me, they hear me now. You know, I say, you know, the one in Nigeria here was so stubborn, So I had to stop. Then I knelt down. I said, Father, you can see the wizard I have, no go solve this one unless you. I woke up. After I slept, I woke up in the afternoon. I saw text. The one in Nigeria, he sent me text. He said, as he sat down, say he never heard voice before. The voice spoke to him, he said, go and talk with your wife. And he said, Pastor, for the first time in marriage, 18 years marriage, he said, I sat down with my wife and asked her, okay, tell me what I do that you don't like. He said, and for the first time in 18 years, he told his wife, I am sorry. Hey, I said, I saw God. All this midnight, I was not in vain. Praise the Lord. Go and talk it over with your wife. Go and talk it over with your wife. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No marriage problem. We cross over to next year in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah.